You're listening to SBS News.
It's one of the world's most deadly diseases spread by mosquitoes. Among the treatments used to fight malaria is hydroxychloroquine, a disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drug used since the 1950s. As well as treating arthritis and lupus, there's hope it could also be effective against COVID-19. The Australian Medical Association's president is Dr. Danielle McMullen.
It's a great drug for some autoimmune conditions, but it's a very specialised medication. And we're really concerned that people are hearing about this as though it's like a cure-all for coronavirus.
A new clinical trial by Melbourne researchers at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute aims to see if the drug can prevent frontline health workers from catching coronavirus from their patients. Professor Mark Pellegrini is the head of infectious diseases and immune defence at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute.
We certainly know that in the test tube, hydroxychloroquine is actually very good at stopping the SARS coronavirus 2, the agent that causes COVID-19, from multiplying inside the test tube.
But despite limited scientific evidence, demand for hydroxychloroquine has soared worldwide after US President Donald Trump admitted he was using it to protect himself against the coronavirus.
I'm taking it, hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah.
Lupus sufferer Samantha Lubke says she's struggled to access the drug from her local pharmacy in Perth.
The supply did run out at the chemist for a bit, and I went in to check just to see if there would be an issue with getting any. And they're like, oh, we'll just check. So I went to the screen and they're like, it's not giving us a time.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration says supply levels in chemists are beginning to improve across the country following recent changes allowing only certain types of medical specialists to prescribe hydroxychloroquine to new patients. Health authorities say the drug can have serious side effects and should not be taken unless prescribed. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.